From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. Cicero police are investigating a shooting in an Aldi parking lot, which police say happened just hours after they broke up a flash mob of 200 teens just a block away. Video posted on the Citizen app shows the heavy police presence in the parking lot of an AMC theater near 22nd and Cicero. We're told one teenager was hurt in the shooting, no word on any arrest. And a Chicago street takeover was caught on camera. Video posted to social media shows a crowd of people blocking the intersection of 35th and Ashland in Bridgeport. This was early Sunday morning. In the video, you hear revving engines and screeching tires. Police say officers were trying to clear the streets when someone threw something at a squad car and broke the windshield. 11th Ward Alderwoman Nicole Lee says she's committed to working with her City Hall colleagues on solutions to stop these street takeovers. Cook County Sheriff's deputies will get extra doses of overdose-reversing naloxone this morning. A pharmaceutical company is donating 2,000 devices after seeing a story on CBS2 where Chris Ty witnessed a life-saving drug, also called Narcan, being used while he was interviewing someone with the Lawndale Christian Legal Center. Then U.S. World Meds reached out to the center about a naloxone donation to save more lives in Chicago and the suburbs. Thousands of people died from opioid overdoses in Cook County last year. So today, the End Overdose Now Illinois Rally and Resource Fair is taking over Federal Plaza from 3 until 7. The Illinois Harm Reduction and Recovery Coalition will share information about people lost to unintentional overdoses, uplift the voices of those who are impacted, and educate people about life-saving solutions. Your forecast today, mostly sunny and warmer, with a high of 80 degrees to start the week. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.